WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to theref.com presents the Central Football Show featuring comments from head coach Brandon Artis. This show is brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Deadman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award War Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Akerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week one of the high school football season and our weekly football shows. Throughout the next 10 weeks, we'll be talking to all the coaches in the Southern Indiana Athletic Conference, at least most of them, and a couple in the Pocket Athletic Conference. And every Monday at this time, it will be the Central Football Show featuring head coach Brandon Artis. And from time to time, we'll get a player on as well. The Central Football Show is brought to you this year by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Deadman, the agent, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by Gary's Body Shop. How are things going for the Central Bears as they get ready for Modern Day coming up on Friday? We'll come back. We'll talk to Coach Brandon Artis about it when the Central Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Deadman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Deadman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.deadman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Now is the time to make the change, and Gary's Body Shop has a new career for you. If you're an experienced auto body tech, make the move to Gary's Body Shop. Gary's Body Shop offers competitive pay based on your experience, including paid holidays and a great atmosphere. If you're ready to make the move to Evansville's premier locally owned body shop, get to Gary's. Submit your application in person or online at garysbodyshop2020@gmail.com. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here on the Central Football Show, Week 1, Bears will take on Modern Day. But before we talk about that game coming up, let's welcome in the head football coach for the Central Bears, Brandon Artis. Brandon, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Dan. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to talking to you each and every week as we get this 2024 campaign underway this week. And, you know, Brandon, we talked last month during the Central Football Preview Show just a little bit about the culture change out there with Central. Last year at this time, you walked into the program, did not have an awful lot of success. You had to kind of do some changes. You brought in some new members for your staff and everything else. And I think you told me a few weeks ago that things have gone a lot more smooth as far as this summer and getting ready for the season.
Yes, they have. Kids know what the expectation is. They know what the standard is. We created a standard here, and so we're all excited about it.
Well, you know, we talked again last month during the Central Preview Show, but, you know, since that time, Brandon, it was the official start of practice back here, I guess, late July, kind of that first week of August, leading up to the scrimmage this past week. Let's just talk about those first couple weeks of August. Oh, and by the way, school started as well, so, you know, kind of an exciting time. But, you know, how did the first couple of practices go once the official start of practice got underway and then before school started?
I believe that it was kind of hectic that week with the first week of school, with your first official practice being pushed back a little bit starting when school started. So it was kind of hectic for us because we did a soft start. So we have a bunch of our kids, if they're not at school, how do we find rides for them and all of that stuff? So that was kind of hectic. But when we got to the football aspect of it, I mean, it was night and day. So we were excited.
Well, and obviously when you get together during the course of the summertime, you have your workouts. And, again, at that point, you know, there are some certain kids that, you know, they've got other responsibilities during the course of the summertime. And you might not have had everybody there. But once practice got underway starting on July the 29th, you know, it's all hands on deck then. And the attitude's kind of got a little bit different. It's a little bit more serious. So Comparing what you guys did in the summer, weight room, scrimmages, camps, all of that, compared to the official start of practice in school, what kind of attitude did you see from your football team?
I think that is just more or less a sense of togetherness. We spent a lot of time in the summer together. We tried to do team-related stuff once a week to get guys acclimated to each other, because we had a bunch of new guys, so we had to learn each other. And then once school started back, as they walk in, you can just see them, the relationships that we built this summer and just how important that aspect of it was, and to make sure we kept that during the school. Because a lot of times you spend a lot of time in the summer, and then when school starts, guys have their own separate friends. But the good thing about this year is that we've created a family, and so we're one unit, and so that's what I like.
All right, this past Friday, the Central Bears had their annual preseason scrimmage with a pretty good football team, the Gibson Southern Titans. We'll come back and we'll talk to Coach Artis about the scrimmage with the Titans when the Central Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've heard people say,
I've got to get to Gary's.
But why is it important to get to Gary's Body Shop when you need auto body work? Because Gary's Body Shop is locally owned and a proud supporter of our community for more than 25 years, plus you'll work directly with the owner. But most of all, because when you go to Gary's, you know the work will be done right the first time, or we'll make it right. So when you need quality body work and collision repair, get to Gary's. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here on the Central Football Show, you'll be able to keep up with the Bears all season long every Monday at 4:45, featuring head coach Brandon Artis, and we'll have some players from the Central Football team on the program throughout the campaign as well. Brandon, during this segment, we'll talk a little bit about the scrimmage this past week with Gibson Southern. First and foremost, I know the IHSAA kind of, you know, puts together a format for the scrimmage, and some coaches follow it. Others, you know, you kind of follow, but then you want to do some other things as well. So what was the format like with the Gibson Southern scrimmage this past week?
We always do the non-kicking format, It's been the same for Gibson and Central for the last couple of years. We go varsity offense, varsity defense, JV offense, JV defense, that kind of thing. We kind of match them a little bit because we know that Gibson, they play a real tough schedule their first two games. So their goal is to kind of come out of the scrimmage healthy. They don't play their guys as much. And then we kind of followed the same format. We just played our guys when they played theirs. And then we went JV or second group, third group after that.
Okay.
Well, so
let me, was the scrimmage at your place or up there?
It was at Gibson Southern.
Okay.
It was
at your place. All right. Yeah. So you get on the bus after the scrimmage, you come back. Kind of what were your thoughts, coaching staff, especially maybe when you got back to school and started analyzing things?
I think that the players' thoughts about themselves, I wouldn't say changed, but they kind of felt like, okay, we can play a little bit. And that's what their mentality was like. They're kind of hopeful, if that makes sense. But for me as a coach, I know the guys that we have, we know what we're capable of. Are we going to go out and do that? And I think that, if you watch our tape, for the 12 plays that we played, varsity offense, varsity defense, I think that we matched up well. So I think that our guys are excited about that.
Well, I mean, that's the one thing, too. I mean, you're going to break down the tape. I'm sure the players had a chance to break it down as well. And certainly probably a whole lot more weaknesses for every team right now in the state of Indiana than there are strengths. But after the scrimmage, when you took a look at that tape, Brandon, you and the staff, I mean, what did you see from your team that's from a positive aspect that you're going to apply for this week's preparation with Modern Day?
What we saw is that we got some guys that can do some things in space. We got some athletes. And we also saw that we struggled establishing a run. Gibson Southern has a really strong front seven. They probably got one of the best around here, to be honest with you. So we have to really establish the run. But from a positive standpoint, we got some guys that can go up and make some plays, and we got a quarterback that's not afraid to let the ball fly. So I think that just getting athletes the ball in space and giving them a chance to make plays, I think that's the recipe to be successful this week.
You know, Brandon, you're going to that scrimmage, and again, the number one priority is to see what you guys can do under the lights against an opponent. But the other thing, too, is to get out of there without anybody getting any serious injuries. So from that standpoint, I would assume that everybody came out of there healthy?
We did. Everybody came out healthy. Everybody came out healthy, so we're excited about that.
All right. The other thing, too, I guess what we'll talk a little bit about as far as just, you know, that scrimmage, and this will be our final question with this, and we'll talk about Modern Day coming up. But, you know, when you go in and you take on a team the caliber of Gibson Southern, you certainly find out about your football team. So I think you found out a little bit about it coming up on Friday. What will you take out of that game on Friday, the scrimmage, and then apply it to preparation this week?
Honestly, just talking to Coach Hart during the scrimmage, and he just talked about the growth that we've had from last year to this year, like he sees it. And so that kind of made us feel good coming in this week, just people acknowledging the work that we put in. And so that's what we kind of took out of that is just someone other than ourselves thought, if that makes sense.
Okay, sure does. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the Modern Day game. That's the season opener for the Bears coming up on Friday night when the Central Football when the Central Weekly Radio Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM. If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846. Or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Now's the time to make the change, and Gary's Body Shop has a new career for you. If you're an experienced auto body tech, make the move to Gary's Body Shop. Gary's Body Shop offers competitive pay based on your experience, including paid holidays and a great atmosphere. If you're ready to make the move to Evansville's premier locally owned body shop, get to Gary's. Submit your application in person or online at garysbodyshop2020@gmail.com. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Central Football Show, week one, as the Bears get set, they'll take on Modern Day at Central Stadium coming up on Friday night. Brandon Artis joining us here on the Central Football Show. Well, Brandon, you take a look now at this Modern Day football team. Like you guys last year, both teams relatively young. They've got some more experience back. You guys certainly have some experience back. What's the week of preparation going to be like? Tell us a little bit about Modern Day.
Our preparation is simple for us. Is just do the things that we can control. I think that it's more or less about us versus Modern Day, right? And so our approach is simple. Like, we're going to do the things that we do well, and then the result will be the result. But as far as Modern Day, they got some size up front, especially defense. They got a lot of guys coming back. They were young like us. You got Mallory, who he gets another year under his belt. They're not as strong as Modern Day teams in the past, but I don't let tape fool me. I know Coach Gable is a really good coach. I know that those guys come to play no matter what. So we're going to approach it that way. Just really focus on us. I think that's going to be our approach week one, and then all year moving on. It's not less about the other team, not beating ourselves, doing the things that we can control.
Well, and I think, too, I mean, you look at this week of the season, every coach would tell you, I mean, you're probably going to have to expect some of those mental mistakes, you know, the false starts, the offside. You know, you want to eliminate or limit any major mistakes. But, I mean, let's face it, everybody's going to be excited. It's week one. It's a brand-new season. So how do you kind of keep those emotions in check, telling your football team, hey, let's not beat ourselves by some of those silly mistakes that you normally see the first week or two of the season?
Honestly, we expect mistakes because, like you said, it's week one. And so we're just not going to make things a big deal. If a guy, we get a false start or we get a penalty, whatever the case may be, we expect that. We got to get the rust out. We got to get the kinks out. But with that being said, we also expect to execute at a high level as well, too. So mistakes come with the game, and it's a part of it. We can't dwell on it. As coaches, we got to keep guys in the moment versus worried about what happened 2 moments ago.
All right, Brandon, final question. And, you know, you hate to use that statement or the term statement game week one, but you look at it. Obviously, Central wants to make a statement after last year. Modern Day wants to make a statement because, you know, the season they had last year, too, probably hasn't sat well with them. It certainly hasn't sat well with your football team returning. Both teams want to get off to a good start. So, again, you hate to use that term statement game, but this is a really important game, even though it's week one for both schools.
Right. I agree, and you're absolutely correct. Our approach is that it is a statement game, because it could change our season. We come out and play well versus Modern Day and be lucky enough, God willing, to get a victory. That changes things for us. We get the monkey off our back. I think that we're 19 straight losses, or however many that may be. You get that out off your back early, then the sky is the limit for your season. And we don't take Modern Day lightly by any means. Their record doesn't show they get better. They were a play or so away from being sectional champs, if that makes sense. So regardless of what their season looked like, we know how they play well versus Wright and just what they did in the sectional. So we know that Modern Day is going to be a tough team. They're not going to be themselves. They're going to keep coming. And so our goal is to keep coming as well, and the result is going to be the result, whether it's in our favor or their favor. We just got to focus on what we do.
Brandon, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Have a great rest of your week of preparation. All the best to you and the Bears on the Friday night against Modern Day.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Brandon Artis. This has been the Central Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Central Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Deadman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Central Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.